you know, it's not a nice feeling being relegated. You know, we talked about it in the dressing room afterwards, you know, bottling the feeling because it's not nice. But what we've got to do now is embrace the challenge that we're faced with, look forward with a positivity. We've still got games to play left in the Barclays Premier League. We've still got a few more weeks left on the training ground to implement ideas that we're after, so that when we come back in the end of June for pre-season, we're giving ourselves an opportunity to keep pushing forward with the championship campaign. We all want to be in the Barclays Premier League, I certainly do. It's a great place to be. And the experiences for this year, the lessons we've learnt from this season, we need to use wisely so that we can get back here.
The next three games, are you looking for performances from your team to say, yes, I want to be here next season to help this club back into the top flight?
Well, I must say that the players' attitude and application has been first class since I've joined the football club. So from that point of view, I've been really pleased. Obviously, the results, we needed to get some wins. We haven't gone and done that. But you can't fault the effort of the players in such a short space of time as well. So, you know, we'll look forward with a positivity. Obviously, there'll be a lot of speculation about players joining, players leaving, which happens at every football club. But what we've got to do now, we've still got an opportunity to keep building for the future.
Do you expect to be really busy in the transfer market in the summer, or do you think you've got enough here, a nucleus, if you like, for a side that can challenge?
Well, the important thing is we've got 8 or 9 players who were they won the championship last season. What we've got is an impetus. We've got it's a good football club, you know, and the structure is, the mindset is to be positive moving forward, because we all want to be in the Premier League. And what we've got to do is give ourselves an opportunity to do that again.
You've bounced back before from relegation, Nigel, with your time at Scunthorpe. So you know what that feeling is like, as you said earlier, to bottle the disappointments of relegation and use that as a motivational thing the next season. How difficult is it, though, to do it in the Championship? Only one team of the last 9 that have gone down have bounced back straight away.
Well, rule of averages then go, it's possible for somebody else to go and do it quite quickly. So, listen, it's going to be tough. As you look at all the teams in the Championship, they've all played in the Premier League, I would have thought, at some stage, and they all want to be there. We've sampled it now. The lessons we've learnt from this season are great. And what we've got to do now is get ourselves ready so that we can have a good go of, one, staying in the race next year in the Championship, and then come the end of it, giving ourselves an opportunity to get back to the Premier League, because that's where we all want to be.
As regards today's game, Nigel, what was missing from your team today to not manage to win the game?
Well, for me, we haven't worked the goalkeeper enough, I suppose, when we look at that final third, that bit of penetration, what you need to go and get. But you're asking me straight after the game. You know, the effort and application of the players was certainly there. You know, they've had a good go. But we'll analyse it as we always do. We'll debrief it on Tuesday. We'll learn the lessons from it, and then we'll go again.
And how low is the mood in the dressing room at the minute?
Well, as I said to all the players when we're here, it's a very sombre mood. It's not nice being relegated. And I said to the players there, bottle in the feeling. Think about all the things that have gone on over the course of a season. If there's regrets in there, make sure the next season, them regrets aren't there.